I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition is brought to you by our friends at Ultimate Software. A leading innovator in HR technology, Ultimate's dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions designed to engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. Ultimate Software, people first. Now, everybody's worried about the skills gap, employers and employees both. But if they're going to close it up, they're taking their time about it. Whenever we talk to executives, they say cost-effective learning is a business imperative. That's backed up by research from the consulting firm West Monroe Partners. A new report from the company says 56% of employers believe they're facing a moderate to severe skills gap, and their workers agree. 60% worry their current skills will be outdated within the next 3 to 5 years. But employers may not be offering enough opportunities for reskilling. The report said that a full third of workers haven't been trained on new technologies that they've been assigned to use. I think the problems there are pretty obvious. And then there's managers. They're a key component in any effort to align skills, the workforce, and the business, but 63% of employers don't provide them with upskilling resources. 65% believe managers need upskilling or reskilling themselves, and 39% don't think managers have the time they need to help workers upgrade their skills in the first place. There is some good news in all of this. For one thing, employers aren't just wringing their hands. 70% have introduced at least one technology designed to increase employee capacity, and workers say those tools help. One more thing. Learning and upskilling are usually talked about in terms of engagement, and engagement's discussed in the context of recruiting and retention. But when West Monroe asked about the value of upskilling technology, 78% said it was about efficiency, 71% said productivity, and just more than half talked about employee experience. When asked why they were implementing this technology to begin with, just 41% said they needed to increase employee engagement. This has been People Tech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. This edition was brought to you by Ultimate Software, dedicated to putting people first with cloud-based solutions that engage, motivate, and empower your workforce. Learn more at www.ultimatesoftware.com. And to keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.